It's time for Medical Monday, brought to you in the interest of your health by Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
This week, we are talking about lung cancer and lung cancer awareness. Our guest is Dr. Emily Cassidy. Dr. Cassidy, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on here. Let's dive right in. I think we all know what lung cancer is, but we don't necessarily know how to spot it. What are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Sure. Well, you know, you can have symptoms like chest pain or shortness of breath or cough. But one of the reasons that I think Lung Cancer Awareness Month is so important is that the vast majority of lung cancers, when they're at early stages, are completely asymptomatic. So you really have to have a high index of suspicion and get screened if you're at risk.
How do you know if you're at risk then?
So both Medicare, Medicaid, as well as private insurers now cover lung cancer screening. So that's for patients who are age 50 to 80 and have a significant smoking history, whether they're currently still smoking or smoked in the past. So those patients should be getting an annual CT scan just to look for issues that could be arising within the lungs that could become cancerous problems later on, you know, similar to a colonoscopy or a mammogram.
Talk with Dr. Emily Cassidy about lung cancer. This is, of course, Medical Monday presented by Our Lady of the Lake. So smokers are a group that's at risk. Are there other high-risk groups?
There are. So smokers are the group that are able to undergo screening based on the current guidelines. But 20% of lung cancers occur in people who have never smoked. So, you know, if you are feeling any sort of symptoms of cough, shortness of breath, chest pain that just isn't relenting like a normal cold that we all get from time to time, then I think, you know, the message there is to seek medical care sooner rather than later and make sure that everything is okay.
You mentioned the high-risk groups, but what if you're not part of those groups? I mean, does the screening, is it still recommended and or covered?
So it is not covered. Recommended, it would depend on who you talk to, but there are certainly people who pay cash to get screening scans, and that runs them about $200 to $300.
Is lung cancer curable?
It is, especially when caught in the earliest stages. So, you know, historically, lung cancer has been thought of as a very, very deadly cancer. And the reason for that is that it doesn't present with symptoms typically until it's spread throughout the body. And you can imagine that at that point, we have very little to offer in terms of treatment options. So our goal with, you know, raising awareness and screening and early detection is to try and diagnose lung cancers when they're at the earliest stages where they are curable. And oftentimes at those earliest stages, you know, all they'll need to have is an operation to remove the cancer, and sometimes no additional treatment, no chemotherapy, no radiation therapy. So there are better and better ways to treat lung cancer. And even those who have spread, there's more medications that are coming out every day. There's really been a lot of research and innovation that's gone into lung cancer care just in the last 5 to 10 years.
We're talking with Dr. Emily Cassidy about lung cancer as part of Medical Monday presented by Our Lady of the Lake. You know, I want to get into some of those advancements in a little bit. But sticking with, you mentioned spreading to other parts of the body. So let's walk timeline-wise. What does that look like? Like, what are the stages of lung cancer and what do they mean when it comes to not just the lung cancer itself, but the potential spread?
So lung cancer is staged 1 through 4, and there's kind of subcategories within each of those. But basically, the earliest stage lung cancer would be a stage 1A. And what that means is that it's a very small lung cancer, probably picked up on screening or incidentally for a scan that was performed for some other reason, because those are very, very rarely symptomatic. So very small in size and hasn't spread anywhere. And then it will evolve all the way up to stage 4 if left untreated. Stage 4 means that it's spread to typically another organ outside of the lung. So there is a spectrum there. And you know, the survivability and the treatment options differ based on where patients fall into that staging system. So what's tricky, I think, about lung cancer is it's difficult to predict how quickly a cancer is going to progress from stage 1 to stage 4, because it depends on the type of cancer and also on the patient and their biology. So that's the more challenging question for us. But what we do know is that, you know, it starts small. It will typically spread to lymph nodes first, and then spreads, you know, throughout the body. And the key is really to catch it before it spreads, certainly throughout the body, but also to the lymph nodes, ideally.
Yeah, early detection is the key in just about every form of cancer out there. Lung cancer would be no different in that regard. Okay, so let's walk down a particular scenario here. If someone listening right now either is experiencing or has a family member that they think might have lung cancer, do they start with their primary care physician, or do they just, you know, pass go and hit up an oncologist?
No, I think starting with a primary care physician makes more sense, really. And even when we do find, you know, what we call a nodule, which is just a solid opacity within the lung, you know, that's something that makes us worried for cancer. But the reality is that the vast majority of those nodules are benign, non-cancerous. Mm-hmm. So I think starting with a primary care doctor is really key. When there are symptoms related to lung cancer, as I mentioned, I mean, they're pretty vague symptoms. They're the same symptoms you can have with a bad cold or a flu or COVID, you know, so I don't think everybody needs to be rushing to an oncologist. But I do think seeking primary care, you know, evaluation if you have those symptoms is important. And again, I think, you know, the screening is a big key to this as well. If you're eligible for screening, talking to a primary care doctor about that also is very important.
We're talking with Dr. Emily Cassidy about lung cancer awareness. Okay, at the risk of kind of repeating a little bit of what you touched on earlier, let's talk about testing. What does the test look like? How is it tested for? We got her? No, she dropped off. Okay, my apologies, y'all. We were talking with Dr. Emily Cassidy, who's calling back in right now. I'll tell you what, I got her right here. Dr. Cassidy, you're already back up on the air. Thank you for reconnecting.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, all good. All good. So I was kind of resetting a little bit to talk about testing there, and I don't know when exactly I lost you, but at the risk of kind of repeating some of the things you briefly touched on earlier, let's dig in a little bit deeper on the testing. How is lung cancer tested for? What does that process look like?
So it's a CT scan, which, you know, compared to some of our other screening tests that we have to go through as we get older, is actually relatively painless and easy. You basically are just lying on a table for a few minutes. It's very quick. There's nothing invasive about it. It's just taking a 3D picture of the lungs. So it's not that the test itself is scary or painful at all. I think part of the reluctance is that people are scared about what's going to be found.
Right.
You know, and that's certainly a reasonable fear. What I can assure you is that, you know, certainly here at Our Lady of the Lake and elsewhere throughout our region, you know, there are multidisciplinary teams who are set up and ready to review these scans, to look at them critically, to decide, you know, which nodules are concerning, which nodules we can just follow. You know, oftentimes we'll just get a repeat scan in 3 to 6 months or even 12 months if we're less concerned. So, you know, not every finding is gonna put you down a road of some workup that you don't want to go down. It's really, we've figured this out. We've got the special sauce at this point, so to speak, to try and, you know, decipher which ones are more concerning than others and what we need to do for those patients.
Let's talk treatment. Let's talk potential surgery. What are we looking at here? Just talk to the listeners a little bit about the latest advancements in the treatment of lung cancer, especially when it comes to surgery, or especially when it comes to robotics.
Yeah. So, gosh, there's been so much that's happened. Like I said, just in the last 5 to 10 years, our heads are spinning. So it used to be that part of the problem with encouraging patients to get screening scans was that we didn't have a great way to biopsy things that we were concerned about. So a biopsy is where you put a needle into a lesion and take some cells and look at them under the microscope to look for cancerous problems or whatever is causing that lesion. So without having a good way to biopsy folks, it was hard to encourage them to go and get screened. What's happened over the last few years is we've now got technology that allows us to do these robotic bronchoscopic biopsies of the lung. So with a great deal of specificity, we're able to go down through the mouth into the airways and navigate out to these very, very small lesions, no matter where they're located, no matter what size they are. And we have a bendable needle that allows us to get samples from these lung nodules and have them tested for cancer. So that's one thing that's really changing the game in terms of us being able to get a diagnosis when the cancer is very, very small and hasn't spread. And of course, what that leads into is diagnosing more stage 1A patients, which is what we want to see. So right now, like in our nodule program, you know, it's typically across the board, about two-thirds of patients are diagnosed at an advanced stage in lung cancer. But in our program with this technology, we're diagnosing 80% at stage one, which is a huge, huge advantage for those patients. And a stage one lung cancer, as I mentioned, is typically treated with surgery, which has, of course, gotten better as technology has evolved also, because we're doing robotic surgery now, too. Right. So small incisions, less pain, shorter length of stay, less trauma to the tissues, and just an overall better operation.
Dr. Emily Cassidy is our guest. So I have a relative who has been through a lung cancer surgery before, and it was not within the last 5 years or so. Talk to me just a little bit about how far we've come down, you know, versus the old days of what the surgery used to look like versus today.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's light years. I mean, you used to have a 10 to 12 inch incision on the side of the chest between the ribs. Mm-hmm. We would put in these retractors to spread the ribs apart to be able to get into the chest cavity. A very, very painful operation, typically over a week in the hospital recovering. And I mean, those patients have had pain years and years later. So we've really, you know, I can't promise a pain-free surgery, but we've come light years ahead of where we were, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
That's exactly the experience that she went through, to be sure.
I bet.
Yeah, the pain just, I don't know that it ever, from the old way of doing it, I don't know that it, obviously it's a trade up from, you know, cancer. Take pain
Correct.
Over cancer, to be sure. But continuing to see the advancements has been nothing short of remarkable. Got one Absolutely. Or two more for you before we get you out of here. Dr. Emily Cassidy is our guest. We're talking lung cancer. I got to go back to the symptoms here a little bit, Dr. Cassidy, because
yes.
I'm still hard-pressed to do a Medical Monday without talking COVID at some point, even in 2023. But with COVID, with long COVID, mm-hmm. has that clouded the perspective? Has that taken folks in when you've got symptoms of COVID, when you've got symptoms of long COVID, we all just kind of have a cough these days. We all feel fatigued True. These days. We all, you know, everything you described as a symptom is basically just adulting at this point.
Correct.
Has that been Correct. A hindrance for those seeking scanning, seeking testing?
Yeah, I think it has. And I think it's made it difficult for primary care doctors to decipher, you know, which things to be more or less, you know, concerned with as well. It's definitely muddied the waters. You know, the other thing that we're seeing as a result of COVID is that, you know, when we look at these CT scans, like we do for patients who have gotten their screening CT scan, you know, people who get CT scans who have had COVID, they don't look normal either. So we've gotten a little better, I think, over the last couple of years of differentiating what looks like a result of COVID versus what looks like it could be concerning for an early stage lung cancer. And that's just with experience and repetition. But it's definitely made it more challenging to figure out what's what.
Okay, you've really piqued my curiosity here. And I know we've only got like 2.5 minutes left, but looks different how?
So for patients with COVID,
yeah.
oftentimes they'll have like a consolidative opacity type of appearance to their lungs. So on a CT scan, your lungs should be mostly black in appearance because black is air. So, you know, I think of the lungs as being like a bubble wrap. You know, they're air pockets with just little bits of tissue in between separating them. What happens when you have COVID is some of that tissue separating them gets a little hardened. So it shows up as being more thick, more solid, as opposed to air-filled. And lung cancer can have a very similar appearance. So, you know, sometimes we'll have to biopsy something to make sure. Mm-hmm. Other times we're able to follow it with scans and say, okay, this isn't really changing or it's getting better, which would be more consistent with COVID as opposed to a cancer problem. But it's a challenge.
Fascinating. Really fascinating stuff. Dr. Emily Cassidy is our guest. She's a Our Lady of the Lake Physician Group thoracic surgeon. Where can folks go if they want to get more information on this?
I would go to OLOLRMC.com/cancer, and all of our information is there. If there are any questions about, you know, am I eligible for screening? Where do I go for a screening? And what the whole treatment looks like for lung cancer at our institution.
OLOLRMC.com/cancer. Dr. Cassidy, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Absolutely. Have a good one.